This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, but we're talking about a supposedly mostly private city in India called Gurgaon. We're going to continue that discussion because I think it's interesting. You know, a lot of people say that getting things out of the government's hands will make things better in general. And you know, maybe that's true, maybe that's not in this case. And what is special about this case? What is, you know, different about this from what we might envision a true free market society to be, one that does not contain any coercive government, any vestiges of what we know of as the state? We're having this conversation with a longtime listener and amplifier of the show, Chad, who's calling us from down in Florida, and we're going to continue with that here. We're actually sharing a TED story from TED.com about this city, and we'll continue with that as well. But one of the critiques that Chad had made was that the private corporations are in such control of this city, Gurgaon, that ultimately the poorer people who live there have no recourse against property rights violations. So if the private corporations don't like the person or whatever, the poor person, they can just dump garbage or sewage in their front yard. And Vincent, you mentioned off the air that you've got a related story. So
right here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, which is not a privately owned place. There are governments here in New Hampshire. So what do you got?
So I used to live near Dartmouth College here in New Hampshire, up in Grafton County. And
Ivy League school.
Dartmouth.
Medical school, yeah.
Yeah, and so it was the medical school that I was involved with that. And I used to, I worked very closely with the town government as a private contractor. And there was a guy who would come for years, he would complain about the town and Dartmouth dumping asphalt waste near his property. And the waste would flow down into his river, into Make Brook, it's called. And the town, you know, he brought it up to the New Hampshire court. He brought it up. He called all, you know, every agency you can imagine. And they said, oh, sorry, we're allowed to do that. And, you know, children, a lot of baptisms are performed in that river. And so, you know, children would play in there. And he would complain to the government and, you know, nothing would get done. They sent police to harass him and he'd complain, you know. And so then now, I don't know if you've heard Rennie Farm incident with Dartmouth, where Dartmouth, they would bury, they put all their toxic waste there, including radioactive animal carcasses. And they're, you know, this was their property that they were allowed to put in. They had a permit, but they misused that permit and put stuff that they weren't allowed to put in.
Radioactive animal carcass sounds like a thing that's not allowed by a permit.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't be doing that.
And if, oh, definitely, yeah. And so then, you know, it's a big thing right now. I haven't read up on it recently. And there's, Dartmouth is in a lot of trouble, okay? And the guy, Dave, who's, you know, who I've come to know, he's a great guy, he was right about everything. So it turns out he was right about all this stuff, and it turns out the people in charge of looking over this and the oversight into town government have ties to actual Dartmouth.
So what you're saying is Dartmouth College and some of the connected businesses are polluting property, and the town is doing nothing about it, and the state won't get in the way of it because, well, you know, protecting the corporations. It doesn't sound very, very much different from what might be happening in the so-called private city, which, as I pointed out, isn't really subject to any competition. And again, I don't know that much about it. Mark, you spent some time reading about this today. But, you know, if it's not subject to any competition in the marketplace, then we shouldn't be surprised when there's not a really great system of compensation.
That's not entirely fair. So
that's not true. Yeah.
Okay, everything's right. So I've got a monopoly on my property, right?
Yeah, sure.
So there's in this town,
if you actually owned it, which you don't.
In this city, there's you know, competing businesses right next door to each other. Mm-hmm. It's just they're all participating in the same sort of rent-seeking behavior, which is to take their waste and just sort of put it out in the public domain. I would look at this in another way, Chad. What I would say is that we all, every one of us on the planet, at some point sort of in economic history, I don't mean actual persons, but I mean our ancestors, our lineage, have lived in streets where poop float, right? I mean, there's been open sewers in streets, you know, in some point in human history. This Gargoyne, or whatever the name of it is, was basically an afterthought of a town about 10 or 15 years ago, and it sprung up. And I just don't think it's reached sort of economic maturity. The free market, if we're going to call what this is, or certainly a freer market in city building, has never really had much of a chance to mature. Whereas the market for municipal built planned cities has had a great deal of time to mature. So
yeah.
I would say that we just don't know. And this is one of those instances where we have to let people sort of be free to figure things out over time. Yeah, this is distasteful behavior, but it's the same distasteful behavior that has gone on in every society up to this point.
Kind of, except that what the societies up to this point were basically royal class, state class versus private. So they would dump it in the poor people or whatever who weren't part of the royal family or like the more elite class. And that's similar to what's happening here. I just don't know why, like, we look at America and we see the police here serving the wealthy more and serving the powerful. I don't know why we don't think that would happen in a private society. And, like, competition is not a good enough answer for me.
I think it would. I mean, I don't see how it wouldn't. So if I'm wealthy, I need more protection services than somebody who's not. I remember what it was like.
Do you really think you need more? Do you really think you need more?
Absolutely. If I were wealthy, I'm not going to claim to be.
It's kidnappings and stuff.
But if I've got gold bars and nice TVs and computers in my house, there's lots of reasons, and kidnapping is a really great example. There's lots of reasons why somebody would want to come to my house. I lived in Sarasota, and the most valuable thing in my house was probably a $300 computer. I mean, there was literally, if somebody came in, they would find nothing to take. I mean, my TV was given to me, my furniture was given to me, everything I had was given to me because I wanted to keep things as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't even lock my door. Never did. Didn't have any particular reason to.
I just want us to accept the point that maybe if we lived in a full market society, it might end up being kind of classist and tyrannical. It might not work out the way you think it would. I think the Industrial Revolution.
I already pointed this out. I already said that if you actually had true free market, private property rights based society, there would be some places that are very tyrannical. I mean, if you think about it, remember we talked about, I believe it was Ave Maria, private town created in Florida by the founder of Domino's Pizza, if I'm recalling correctly, who's like a super Catholic dude, and he wanted to have a town where there was some sort of litmus test as far as you got to be a Catholic, or at least be okay with living around a bunch of Catholics if you want to live in this place. And if you want to open
up
a business, if you want to open
up
a business, you can't sell, condoms or whatever. There's certain things that they would force, down on you, even though it's not forced because you're not forced to go and live there. But of course,
see, you're painting this in such a specific way, though, where, like, fine, if you want to be Catholic, you live in this town. But I highly doubt anyone has decided they want sewage dumped in their street or in their yard by a company. What I'm saying is actual tyranny is when you don't want someone to do something to you and they do it. And, like, I want us to at least acknowledge that the market might produce that. I mean, you guys, voluntarism is the brainchild of Murray Rothbard, who thought the market, and I quote, would unleash the police. Like, he really thought the market would provide a system of classism where the police crush down the poor people and those who want to fight and want to prosper are the ones who make it. And he advocates for the exact same philosophy you do with a different conclusion. Okay. So I want to accept the fact
that... Well, I don't come to a conclusion. I mean, I just want force to not be used against people. And if they want to go and live in a place where they might have a bunch of crap dumped on their lawn, that's a really poor choice, in my opinion. I think people would want to live... I think people would want to live in a place... Look, the word's going to get around, okay? We live in a place where word gets around pretty fast these days. I don't know about the people in India, but as I understand it, some people there have internet. Maybe not all of them do. So, if you got the internet, you're going to be able to do some research on a place. You're going to find out, if you're poor and you live in this place, there's a bunch of crap that gets dumped on your lawn every now and then.
If you don't like America and you want to criticize it, you should just get out.
No, what I'm saying is you should do some research before you move into a place.
Okay, so there's a lot of poop in a lot of streets in India, and the fact that there's a nearby privately held city doesn't have a lot to do with that. So we need to, acknowledge that this is a relatively normalized behavior. Now, I don't know what the difference is, but I can see that these people, these corporate entities, these wealthy people are not being responsible with their waste. And I think that that is an important aspect here. Chad, what I would say the free market provides isn't a better world for the poor, but a better path out of poverty. And that there is no particular reason why poor people can't have more.
855 450 free will continue on Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the free market, and ride sharing just went totally free market with Cell 411.
And we've talked a lot about Cell 411 here on Free Talk Live because, well, I'm a huge fan of it. I mean, before they started actually advertising on the show, I was a huge fan of Cell 411, which is always the best kind of sponsorship, in my opinion. Something I've always really been a fan of comes and sponsors the show. I love that because it's awesome. Cell 411 allows you to send out, first and foremost, its main purpose was to send out emergency alerts. And it did that. They started in August of 2015, and tens of thousands of people have downloaded the app, like 80,000 people worldwide have downloaded this thing, including quite a bit in South Africa, I guess, at one point.
Okay.
Because it allows people to come together and form cells or communities which can receive notifications when something happens. So if, you know, something's happening to you, you've been pulled over by the police, or you know, maybe you broke down on the side of the road, or perhaps something's caught on fire at your house, or somebody's having a medical emergency, you can send out an alert to your friends, your family, your neighbors, or even members of the public. Cell 411 is awesome at doing that, and now they've added ride sharing, which totally like takes them to the next level of amazing. And it may end up being that Cell 411's ride-sharing features end up being what really propels the rest of the app, which is the emergency alerts, into the public consciousness. Because people have been looking for alternatives to the mega corporations. And that ultimately is kind of what we're talking about here.
And you mentioned South Africa, and that relates too, because from what I hear, the policing isn't very good there. In fact, the government isn't
correct.
Very effective there. And so from what I hear, I don't know 100%, but people who are in private security can make a lot of money down there protecting people.
And that's why Cell 411 is so popular there, because people know they can't depend on the police, so they're depending on each other. So not only does Cell 411 decentralize emergency response, it's now decentralizing ride sharing, and it's free. So there's really no reason for you to not go get this thing right now at getcell411.com or go to your Google or Apple App Store. The Apple version just came out this week. Android version with the ride sharing was last week. So this is fresh, it's brand new, and it's amazing. Getcell411.com.
I'd say the activism for this week, for those that want to do some you know, small-time safe activism, try to set up a ride on Cell 411. Go download the app, set up a ride, and you know, see how it works where you are. If you need to, you know, work with a friend to get it going, I think that if we can get sort of a foundation in a given area going, if one person's given rides in a given area, then you're going to see, you're going to see business pick up.
All right, so we're going to continue. We're having a pretty lengthy discussion about this, and I think it's been interesting, about this private, so-called private city, Gurgaon in India, where apparently there's some people who are living in absolute luxury, like Fortune 500 companies launching satellite offices in this place, office parks, luxury condos, five-star hotels and golf courses. So there's obviously some very, very nice things here. But also the allegation is apparently that people have had sewage dumped in their front lawns by some of these mega corporations.
Yeah, they're running generators to produce power as opposed to getting it from the grid in a more clean fashion. Those are just there's not enough water, so they're having to figure out how to get water brought in. So there's a lot of inefficiencies.
And Chad, who brought this to our attention here tonight, has said, hey, he just wants us to acknowledge that the market might create more tyranny. And I said, yes, that's absolutely the case. Because people can have, finally, all the rules that they want to. Right now, there are certain rules that are forbidden by the government. And in the marketplace, you would have everything from, at least I think you would have everything from, very no-rulesy kind of open places to very, locked down, heavy border patrol, heavy restrictions on who can come in and out. And then we'd get to see what worked the best. And Gurgaon, it doesn't have any competition in the marketplace except for government-run places. It's India, so it's probably not the most, wealthy place to begin with. I think if we're talking about a future where we actually don't have a coercive state around, you'll have a variety of things. In fact, I think that's why intentional community really comes into play here. If you look at like what we're doing here in New Hampshire, where we moved from where you are down in Sarasota up here to New Hampshire back in 2006, right, to be a part of this migration of libertarians. Well, the one thing libertarians have in common generally is that we don't think it's okay for the government to use force on people. But aside from that, there's a bunch of disagreements within the libertarian community. So you can almost see that if New Hampshire were to secede from the United States and become this, this free marketplace in the world, then there would likely be different kind of libertarian-ish enclaves, right? So maybe, Keene would attract the more libertine type of libertarian, whereas other areas may attract the more square care type of libertarian. You know, there's, and that's just one breakdown. You know, obviously, there are other kind of interests that people have where they don't necessarily want to have somebody who has a different religious belief or whatever right next door to them. So if we,
that's fine, but the issue would be forcing them. You know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about a place that's locked down and in and out is regulated by the market, then you're talking about people who can't leave and go to another area that's more free.
Yeah, and that sucks. That sucks for the people who are born there, but ultimately the people who are not born in that place would get to choose whether or not to go into that place. And I think, you know, in those cases...
Who says they would get to choose? Who says that they're not just going to be kept there by force? Like, I don't understand
that's
why...
That's why I said it sucks for the people that are born there, because they might be kept there by force, which I think is a problem. But ultimately, everybody else would have to choose to enter into a society with that level of control. And apparently, about a million or a million and a half plus people have chosen to move to this Gorgon City. And again, I've only read three paragraphs about it. I don't know anything about this. There must be something, because I suspect that not all 2 million of them are the ultra wealthy or high middle class. You know, I don't know what the breakdown is, but some poor people apparently live in this city, and I don't believe that they were just all there originally. Of course, many poor people can, if it's not a walled city, if there's no guards preventing people from leaving, well, if you got enough for a Greyhound ticket, you can usually get out of where you need to go, where you want to go from. So
yeah, but that's a lot of money for someone. Like, I love this idea that you can sort of vote with your feet and move. Like, moving is really hard for poor people, and I speak as someone who used to be on food stamps.
Stop smoking cigarettes, and you can save the money for a Greyhound ticket.
Are you a Republican? You can save. Come on, man.
No, I know people who smoke cigarettes. I know people who have drug problems. I know these people, and they're not Republicans or Democrats. They just have a vice, and it eats away at their ability to save.
Okay, well, I also know math, and, like, if my minimum wage 40-hour-a-week job just equals my rent plus 10%, the idea that I can afford to move is ridiculous. And, like, we have to accept that to some extent, the amount of resources you have.
Go read the book How to Be a Hobo, or whatever it's called, that Daryl W. Perry published on his...
This is not really happening on Free Talk Live, is there an hour? Come
there's
on.
There's a book called... it's a book all about being a hobo. It was written by Brooke Kelly. She's somebody who actually has visited here in New Hampshire a number of times.
On the show.
I know her personally. She was a hobo for like 2 years of her life. She totally disappeared. And she, you know, went onto the road and, you know, lived in the backs of train cars or whatever. She lived that lifestyle. So you don't need to have a whole lot of money to pick up yourself and move somewhere, especially in a wealthy place like America where there's plenty of food support and things like that for people who are homeless.
I think that statement, like, no offense because I love you guys and listen for years, but that statement is so ignorant where you can't possibly understand how poor people live. Like, I have met them, I've seen them, I've been around them, and they don't have enough resources to pay for their kids' next doctor visit when they're sick, let alone to
move
across.
Well, yeah, if you've got kids, it's going to be a little bit harder to move around.
But a lot of them have kids because they're allowed to procreate, too. And, like, even if they don't, like, it's to the extent of, like, it's just very difficult. And you guys point to the government all the time of how they keep poor people down. And Mark, you made the statement before the last break where, like, the market would provide people an easier access out of poverty. And I kind of agree with that statement. The issue there is that it doesn't necessarily provide them access outside of poverty for everyone. Like,
if you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can dial toll-free here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
If you've got Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, you really ought to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it for free over at jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io, or via your Google or Apple app stores. Not only will it hold Bitcoin, but also several other cryptocurrencies. In fact, they're adding new ones all the time. There's also ShapeShift integration, which allows you to shift from one currency to another, meaning if you have Bitcoin, but you want to get some Ether or some Litecoin or one of the other currencies that they hold there, you can do that through the ShapeShift option built right into Jax. So it's very, very cool. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum, and they made it really easy to back up your wallet, which is a super important thing to do, because if you lose your phone, you don't want to lose access to your Bitcoin. So you've got that backup phrase, you're good to go. Plus, Jax is cross-platform, so you can have it on Windows, you can have it Linux or Mac, in addition to your smartphone. That way you can access your crypto from whichever device that you're on. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. So we got Chad here on the line. Great call so far here tonight, and it's been a really long one, too. So,
yeah, know, definitely.
If you're really interesting, we might keep you on for more of this segment as we've done
Thank
here.
Thank you very much.
And look, I'm not saying that I know what it's like to be a poor person, but I have known poor people. I have donated to charities that help poor people, and I know to some extent what some of the resources are like, at least here in the United States, for some poor people. And, you know, the fact is here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can walk into the community kitchen
and be served a meal 6 days a week and get a box full of food to take home. So, you know, there are some resources out there that, you know, can help with people in those circumstances. So I just don't – I understand that people can feel stuck where they are, but I've seen plenty of mobile poor people. Well, you know, there's plenty of people who can, you know, hitch a ride to from point A to point B.
Poverty is generally a series of bad decisions.
Yeah.
Okay? Would you agree with that, Chad?
No, I would say that's part of it, but there are definitely people who are just born poor and unfortunately –
And disabled, right?
Right.
Okay, so if you're born poor and disabled, I'm willing to say that it's going
to
be very difficult for you to be successful.
But it's happened.
If you're born poor and you're fully functional, you've been provided with 13 free years of schooling plus, you know, food, government, housing assistance, I think those things actually disable people as opposed to
enable them. You'd be better off without the schooling and just getting out there and working.
Oh, boy. This is the old adage, though. When I was on food stamps, which wasn't that long ago, it was 2012, I had to actually have my boss pay me under the table because in order to get food stamps, you essentially had to make $4 an hour if you worked full-time.
Yeah, well, it disincentivizes people to work. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not for welfare, but they should really, you know, rework that system.
But that's the thing. You can either choose to eat or you can choose not to eat in that circumstance. So if you choose to have the job and work full-time, you're not able to afford your basic bills because the market isn't providing people enough wage to live on if they're poor. It's as simple as that.
But the government kicks out the rungs from the bottom of the ladder. It makes it difficult for poor people to get a start on their own. You know, if you're poor and you have freedom, then you can innovate. You can create a product. You can create a service without having to ask permission. But in most cities today, if you try to run a business out of your home, there's going to be men with guns who will show up if they find out that you're working from your home, and they will threaten you. So that basically prohibits most poor people from starting a small home-based business.
I totally agree. But the point is that most of them aren't going to be able to do that. So we need to find a way to provide for them.
They won't do it because they've been brought up in government schools where entrepreneurial spirit has been knocked out of people.
Oh, that's not the reason. Come on, it's a resource thing. Like, we always point to schools and stuff and government as the devil.
You don't need resources to braid hair.
Hold on, Chad. Give me a second here. You're talking to a guy who left his parents' house at 18 years old.
I wasn't poor, though.
You weren't poor, but you started working at what age?
Well, officially, I mean,
getting money for doing a service.
You started,
I was working for my mother when I was probably 8 years old in her shop.
Right. So
I got a job,
family.
I got a job at Kmart at 16.
Right, and you worked the whole way through. You had a work ethic. You saved up enough money. You got your own apartment. You've worked a job ever since.
I've never lived in an apartment. I've always lived in homes.
Okay, well, but houses. You got your own rental house and those sorts of things. You're talking also to a guy who got out of prison with $100 in his pocket. I think that we have some level of understanding of what it might be like to lack resources.
I agree with you. It's just the difference between the three of us is my attitude isn't, well, I did it so they can do it too. My attitude is, I did it and I'm lucky. And I don't know why.
What's luck about going to work every day?
No, it's not luck.
It's not necessarily just going to work every day. Like, people can work full time at a job.
Let him finish.
No, they can work full time at a job and not be able to afford to pay their basic needs like rent and food. Like, how do you expect
how many of those people are smoking cigarettes?
Not that many.
A bunch of them are, dude. A bunch of poor people are smoking cigarettes. They're smoking a single pack to two packs a day.
If they just stopped smoking cigarettes, we've ended poverty.
I wouldn't say it would end poverty, but it'd be a big help.
Okay, I'm not saying that you're saying that government's totally the answer, but government's certainly preventing that. Back, you know, where my family was from, back in Quebec, before the 1960s. Everything was run by the church. Not officially, but people chose to give that power to the church. And so charity, hospitals, everything was run by the Catholic Church. And so they didn't force people to give money. It was just people chose to tithe their income. Then after the 60s, with the Quiet Revolution, people abandoned the church, and then they voted in one of the biggest nanny states in the free world. And so now, you know, they might provide welfare and charity and stuff, but that's stealing from other people. And it's not as effective as – I'd say it's not as effective as people just, you know, giving it to the church, because the government then could have could say things like what you said about, you know, you can't make this much without getting the money, compared to the church, who would give money to anyone who is in need.
there's an argument about, like, the private industry providing welfare services as opposed to state, I'm with you. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that statement. I just want us to understand that maybe, just maybe, the market, if left to its own devices without the government, would produce the Industrial Revolution, in which case poor people would be worse off. It would definitely not be able to escape. In fact, most of them would die, and they would be replaced by other bodies.
I disagree that the poor were left worse off. You know, you like to...
In the Industrial Revolution?
Yes.
Really?
Cantwell had a thing about this in Molyneux too, I think I saw. with the Industrial Revolution, in all these schools and stuff, they say, oh, you know, it was great when the government, they gave child labor laws and stuff like that. But hey, look, these kids weren't forced to work in those factories, okay? You know, they had a risk of losing a finger or something like that, but they were getting paid for that. People were getting paid. You didn't have to have a family farm.
It was either that, wasn't it? It was either that or slave away on the farm for 16 hours in a day, right?
Do you really think that let him contract to work in a factory? Do you really think that's possible, that they can realize the ramification of losing their hand in a factory machine?
I don't think they can figure the ramifications of it, but that's one of the difficulties.
I was a child when I went to the gun range for the first time, and I understood that you don't point the gun at somebody else. I'm sure you could sit a child down and show them a video of somebody, you know, losing their hand in some kind of piece of machinery that would probably scare the crap out of them.
Yeah,
so
why would the business take the time to show a child that particular piece of information?
Well, for some reason, they're hiring children for factory work. I mean, I don't know.
Tell them because they can pay them a slave wage. A company's goal is to pay them.
They didn't have to work there. They could have just lived, you know, wherever. They could have, you know, gone to a workhouse or something like that. So I just disagree, you know.
I think people should be free to make these choices. If you don't want to support it, then don't support those companies that hire child labor. But, you know, it's possible that a company could actually hire children and respect them and not put them in dangerous situations too, right?
Well, I agree with that. I just think that, like, when you look at the Industrial Revolution, that's not the evidence we have. It was extreme poverty.
We also have
it was coming from extreme poverty.
Wait a second. You people don't even talking about facts. In the 1820s, 85% of people in America were under the poverty level, as we define the poverty level.
That's what I just said. They were coming from poverty.
No. 85% is a really important number because it says that everybody was poor. Now, I mean, you know, when you had the Gilded Age by the 1860s, you had real wages doubled during the Gilded Age. Now, a lot of people call it the Age of the Robber Barons, but, you know, workers who demanded better conditions, there's no doubt about it, and they got them.
Stuff up.
Because they had,
not showing up to work and, you know, protesting. Thanks for the call, Chad. I appreciate it. Well,
no,
you know,
that is not true.
Then they could start a competing company.
No, that is not true.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. All right, so 855 450 free. We can continue on this subject because I want to learn more about this city. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here if you'd like. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, in the last hour before we got into a lengthy conversation about, being poor, what life might be like in a true free marketplace, would places in that free market be more tyrannical than we currently have? And I would say there's that possibility. Before we got into that, we were talking about a story from TED.com about a city in India called Gurgaon, which is ostensibly mostly privately owned. I want to get back into that when we get the chance, but we've actually got a bunch of people who have been waiting here patiently. So let's talk to Ryan in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yes, hello, guys. I wanted to call in and come to the defense of the free market.
Okay, sure.
Well, there's been a lot of different talk about what the free market is and what it would provide and what it wouldn't. And I just wanted to put forth from my anarcho-capitalist perspective that the free market is kind of like a state of nature. It's free from violence, free from coercion. So in a situation like a Gurgaon, was it called?
Close enough, yeah,
something like that.
The city in India?
Yeah.
In that particular situation, it sounds like, first of all, a corporation is essentially like a company that's granted extra special protections by the government.
Sure.
So that would be in one way in which it wouldn't be free. And I think in a real free market, companies wouldn't be able to dump waste on other people's property.
Well, and that's because that's our vision of a free market. And that's what I was talking about before when the intentional community becomes a very important part. You can't just set everybody free if they don't understand the idea of property rights. So we have to have a place where people understand and respect that idea in order for us to have the free market that we envision, where you can't just go and, you know, some mega corporation that's ultra powerful cannot just go and violate the property rights of somebody who doesn't have as much money as them, where people have the ability to
have contracts and disputes heard in arbitration, some sort of arbitration system where that system can be chosen by the participants in that dispute. You know, so if we can't communicate those ideas and bring enough people on board, then we're never going to get to that point. And so, you know, the people in Gurgaon probably don't understand those things. Many of them don't, and they're living in a completely different environment than what we're envisioning.
And in that way, I don't think that it is truly a free market society.
No, I doubt that it is.
Free market city. So to say that, I think I heard someone mention a while back that that in a free market, you'd have people dumping waste in the streets, essentially. And I don't think that's necessarily the case, and I don't think this is a good example of that.
I would also make the point that when people talk about, when we talk about the free market, you know, removing government coercion, these sorts of things, we're not talking about paradise. We're not talking about perfection.
We're just talking about a starting point.
And what we're talking about is an organizational model that hopefully has some efficiencies that we currently don't have access to. Look, I am willing to concede the point that municipal governments may be more efficient in some ways, in which case I advocate for the efficiencies that exist in a given situation. But I also advocate for people to voluntarily be able to disassociate. So, for instance, I live in a town, but I don't send my child to their government school. Why? Because I don't believe it's the best choice for him. And frankly, I don't know if it's the best choice for anybody, but that's their business.
But you're still paying for it.
But I pay for it, and I'm forced to pay for the worst school in a given geographic area. This particular school doesn't have a lot of competition. But if you look at districts, you know, look at every district in America. Try to tell me how many of them the worst school isn't run by the government. And I'm going to guess it's 99.9-something percent. That the worst performing school in a given geographic area is the government school, and that people are forced by the threat of having their house taken away from them to be removed from their home at gunpoint if that's what's necessary. That's how they're forced to pay for it. And I think people should not have to pay. And I'm just talking about opting out of inefficient, bad systems. And that's all I've ever advocated for here on the air.
And Mark, I totally agree with that. The point that I would like to emphasize on this is, even if, say hypothetically, the schools were more efficient and did provide a better education, the issue that we as voluntarists have is that it's not funded through voluntary means. It's not in the free market.
So if a school was the best school,
hypothetically provided better, they're not voluntary.
It's
so
a crazy hypothetical,
moral
though.
Situation.
Because
the free market doesn't necessarily guarantee better outcomes. But what it guarantees is a more moral system than what we have today.
I'm not entirely clear. If a school was the best performing and you were forced to pay for it, you wouldn't need to be forced to pay for it because you'd want to pay for it. The people that would want to send their kids, people do pay lots of money to send their kids to the best performing school out there. We don't need the government to fund the best performing school. We need the government to fund
need the government at all.
Right.
Well,
not for schools, that's for sure.
I'm with Ryan here. I think he's absolutely right, and you're both right on this. I think you're just kind of talking past one another for some reason.
No, I'm just saying that I'm just trying to make the point that there is, the government would never run the best school in a given geographic area. I mean, there's an anomaly.
Ryan, any other thoughts?
I agree with you, Mark, but I'm just saying that, and we're not really disagreeing here, but I just want to emphasize the point that the free market produces more moral outcomes.
Yep, absolutely true.
There's no guarantee that it's going to help the poor people, which is, it's a tough thing to say because it's not going to get you elected if you can't promise people free stuff.
There's no guarantee that the poor people are going to be helped by the
situation.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that the poor people are going to be helped by the government either. I don't know if we're having phone difficulties here, but the government also screws the poor in plenty of ways. So, I mean, to say that they're, okay, yeah, sure, the free market wouldn't have a guarantee the poor are going to be helped. Well, we don't have a guarantee of that today. I mean, anybody who's gone down and applied for government programs of some sort knows there's all kinds of hoops to jump through, and, you know, they don't necessarily make it easy for those folks. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. David is in California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening in San Francisco.
Yeah, hi. You know, I disagree wholeheartedly. I'm enough of a history major to understand that the big scam of what you're talking about is the expression libertine. The old libertine, if you ever get a chance to read a book called The Hellfire Club, it describes what life was like with a whole bunch of depraved aristocrats in England who basically just kept the various counties terrified and kept, you know, the average lifespan was less than 30 years old. I mean, the idea that these old farts would they would have contests, how many virgins they could rape in one night. One guy did 17. So that meant that the servants of all of these rich aristocrats would go through the villages kidnapping girls, drag them down into this cave where the Hellfire Club met, and then they would, if one guy did 17, then they would have probably have had to have 40 or 50 down
there.
What
does that have to do with the conversation that we've just had over the last hour and a half that you said you disagree wholeheartedly with?
That's what a libertine life is. That there is no government, that there's no sheriff that can stop the kidnapping of 50 children in one day.
Yeah, no one's talking about that.
When you say libertine, I know that word from the writings of Le Marquis de Sade, if you've ever heard
right.
of him. He wrote, and so the Hellfire Club, is that real?
No one here has said that there wouldn't be any kind of way to stop criminals from kidnapping, raping, murdering, or pillaging in general.
Criminals were the aristocrats, the duke. And
guess what? They still are. Have you ever heard of Hillary Clinton?
Have you ever heard of Donald Trump raping a 13-year-old girl? And he's able to not even get a discussion of it in the popular press. What? You know, even though he's got to appear in court on the 16th of December, the major press has ignored the fact that he has hung around with this guy.
And you got Bill Clinton, who was his buddy, who has been flying on the Lolita Express plane, allegedly having sex with underage girls and raping them. That's allegedly happened too. So nothing has changed between what you're talking about and now. What we're talking about is a society in which we would have true property rights and we'd have competitive police departments, competitive protection agencies, who would actually be interested in solving real crimes rather than protecting the rich.
And you can't compare back then in the 18th century to today. And besides, they didn't have the Second Amendment there. They didn't have any protections. They couldn't even protect themselves. But yeah, the main point is you can't compare what happened back then to what could happen today. I mean, you know, I think we've evolved slightly past that.
Hold on, David. I'll let you make your point about Dream On here in a moment, because somebody's got to dream about a better future. Somebody's got to do it. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.